Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. We'll be right back.
다그다네 웬뱅이 아무래 그참글라말 그등이 이녀그레 리니말 외워봐야엔 제마부로 마둘루 진룸메 제반돌레로 Fisha went true, Fisha went true, make you win. Who's your cobble, Fisha Malen, cheer women. Come your tear of the dead and by Ian. Chimapuru, Medulu, Timberti Patolero. Fisha went true, Fisha went true, make you win. Who's your cobble, Fisha Malen, cheer women. Come your tear of the dead and by Ian. Chimapuru.
Medulu, Welcome to Ladino Dimes on 93.2 FM. You know, well, Sam, I'm talking. If you can hear something in the background, somebody left the music on in the studio next door. Pretty loud, in fact, you know, and you can hear it in the background. So, so bear with me. I'm not playing two songs at the same time, by the way. Welcome to Ladino Dimes. I hope that you guys can stick around until 7 o'clock. Today I started with a little bit of heavy rock from actually metal, Mapuche metal. You know, our natives' music made into metal. Wow. That was heavy. Some people will call it sacrilegious because what they're doing with the music is like adding, you know, all the more electrical and all the new style of singing. But does it really matter? No, of course not, because music is art. You can have abstract art, you can have a real life art, you can have all sorts of art. So music is art, and I got to be honest, you know, some of the music that I don't like, you know, and I don't hate it, but it's like it's reggaeton. I keep going on and on and on and on about reggaeton, but it's just that everything was going so nice and smooth, you know, at the beginning of this world, as I put it, beginning of this world in the way of music, you know, art, as I was saying, art. And then that thing started to appear, and it tried to destroy it, but it didn't. You see, reggaeton was a few years ago was created, right? And it just got somewhere, right? But it didn't stop the people from creating new style, new music. So that when it came Mapuche metal, you know, our indigenous brothers and sisters, you know, the musicians, created this style. So, there we go. You see, here we go with another sample of what these guys are all about. And do not worry, we can get into that different styles, you know. It's just the beginning of the program that I wanted to tell you that. And I wanted to also just play it because to me, it's art. Beauty of this music is just that they use their own language, you know, which is great. You know, the first one I played on the show today, that was them, and it's called Maviza, by the way, Maviza. M-A-W-I-Z-A, Maviza. And the second song was by a group called Force. They won the heavy rock competition in Kraken somewhere in Europe, okay? And they sang in English all the time. But these guys in metal, it's a bit like the Norwegians, you know, playing their Viking metal, dark metal music, you know, fantastic stuff. So let's hear a little bit more about these guys, sorry.
podrás quedarte en casa, carnal. No vas a poder enchufar, sintonizar ni echarte para atrás. No podrás estar enganchado por la escuelita, ir por las chelas en los comerciales, porque la revolución no se televisará. La revolución no será patrocinada por Xerox en cuatro partes sin comerciales. La revolución no te mostrará fotos de Fox sonando una trompeta, lidiando una carga por parte de López Obrador. Ahumada, el niño verde, para escuchar discos de Molotov confiscado de un santuario de Tepito. La revolución no se televisará. La revolución no te mostrará casos de la vida real con Silvia Pinal, y no estará protagonizado por Andrea de la Garreta, Kuno Becker, Adal Ramones y La Chilindrina. La revolución no te va a quitar el mal aliento. La revolución no te quitará el acné. La revolución no te va a hacer lucir con 5 kilos menos, porque la revolución no se televisará. No va a haber cuerpos de Bobilario Siniurka en su nuevo petit Infonavit. El noticiario no va a poder predecir 48 horas antes quién de los candidatos va a ganar las elecciones. La revolución no se televisará. No va a haber cortos de policías abusando del poder. No va a haber cortos de diputados enseñando cómo el diablo les trajo al mundo. No va a haber fotos de un familiar tuyo muerto en la frontera porque su gobierno le falló. La revolución no se televisará. TV no va a ser tan relevante, y nadie le va a importar si ya le tronaron el ejote a la protagónica de la novela de las 8, porque los mexicanos estarán en la calle buscando un mejor mañana. No va a haber cortos de chavos de la calle flameados de Resis ni de Marta Sagún de Fox sonándose la napia. La banda sonora no será compuesto por Memo Méndez Guión y cantado por Mijares, Estrella, Jair Cabani y Elefante. La revolución no regresará después de unos comerciales para apoyar el Teletón, o como quitar esos manchas de la ropa. Y si tú también eres mexicano, no tendrás que preocuparte del tigre en tu tanque si chocaste el hilo del fuego del señor Adán. La revolución no se toma con Coca-Cola. La revolución no ayuda a eliminar gérmenes que causan mal aliento. La revolución sí te va a quitar la molestia y el malestar causado por parásitos. La revolución no se televisará. Que tú veas, no va a hablar de trabajo ni tampoco de la escuela, aunque eso está muy bien, eso lo sé, yo quiero que sepas tú lo mío, pa' que veas lo más peor. Yo llegué de Nueva York a principio del verano y quería quedarme en la casa de mi hermano, y él me dijo: brother, tú aquí no te quedas, te llevo con primo Pepe pa' la casa de mi abuela. Ay, qué dolor, pobres vacaciones, lo que hizo mi hermano, que clase de pantalones. Enseguida mi abuela me cayó encima pa' limpiar el patio y pintarle la cocina. Yo le dije: doña, yo vengo a descansar. Y ella dijo: no, mi hijito, usted viene a trabajar. De verdad que eres vago, no sé por qué te quedas, te me afectas esa barba y te me cortas la menina.
Ay, abuela, la barba me la afecto, pero no cortarme el pelo, mejor me quedo muerto. Le expliqué que está de moda dejarse la melena, y ella dijo que ese chavo así parece una nena. Y como no me lo corté, espero que me durmiera, y me dejó el coqui pelado con una jet tijera.
¡Qué vaina! ¡Qué chavienda! ¿Qué dirán mis panas cuando me vean?
Otro día para almuerzo me dijo mi abuela que me iba a cocinar lo que yo quisiera. Y entonces le pedí una comida bien buena, un hamburger, un hot dog, lo que como todos los días.
No, 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 señor, no cocino porquerías. Aquí se come bien la y arroz con habichuelas.
Mi abuela. Mi abuela.
Bien buena, ahora es, me dije yo, y le empecé a rapear sin que mi abuela lo supiera. Pero ella se enteró y me dio un sermón. A esa niña la respetas, yo le dije: abuela, tú te estás entrometiendo. Y me metí una bofetada que todavía me está doliendo.
¡Qué vaina! ¡No se puede! ¿Qué dirán mis panas cuando se enteren?
Otro día por la noche yo quería salir, y ella me dijo que no, que estas son horas de dormir. Y así me la pasé en pleno jueves, todo el mundo pariciando y acostado ya a las 9. Pasaron otros días que no me fastidió, porque la caja de los
los dientes se le perdió. Y aunque ella regañarme, parece que quería, todo lo que me hablaba, nada se le entendía. Entonces pude descansar, pero ya las vacaciones se me iban a acabar.
Y como ya no encontraba qué más en metal, fingí un dolor que me quería matar. A ver si así me hospitalizaba, y entonces yo de ahí fácil me escapaba.
Pero
se me viró la tortilla porque ella me empezó a dar una medicina. Me obligó a estar en la cama acostado hasta que ella pensara que me había recuperado.
Mi abuela.
Mi abuela.
Y así mismo un problema que rato yo tenía. Siete a la semana, si era uno todos los días. Encontré la solución a todos mis problemas. Y es que tengo que aceptar que soy el nieto de mi abuela. Y total, después de tanto protestar, cuando llegué a Nueva York, yo me puse a pensar que ella no es lo que parece. Ella es bien buena y todo lo que hace es por ponerme en vergüenza.
Pero
me recordaba yo de todos los regaños que ella a mí me dio. Y cada vez que yo hubiera querido beber ron, me tenía que recetar un tececito de limón.
Mi madre no sabía cómo yo lo había pasado. Se creía que todo lo había yo gozado. Se atrevió a preguntarme cuando yo volví para allá. Yo le dije, mira, como en 30 años más. Yo no sé si mi abuela tenga mucha resistencia. Yo no puedo soportarla porque no tengo paciencia.
Mi abuela.
Cumbia insists in trying to get through because cumbia is cumbia, man.
Bye.
Eso, amigos, that was a bit of a Latino chill, man. It's a beautiful album, actually. You know, I want to play a couple of tracks, more tracks. It's a compilation, it's a mix of Latin chill. Right, so, yeah, this weekend went to Wales in McEnlith. What a funny thing. Me asking in, I was in, on the train, and I was asking somebody to let me know how long it's going to take you to McEnlith. And they didn't understand what I was talking about. They thought I was talking, in Danish or Swedish, you know, McEnlith. You know, and this woman, Welsh woman, she pronounced it so beautifully. And then she asked me to repeat it. And I repeated it about four times, and the four times was wrong, the wrong pronunciation. So eventually she said, okay, just say as you want. I understand what you're talking about, yeah. So, anyway, eventually I got there, and I met with Sangeeta and Steve, you know, fantastic. They picked me up from the airport. No. Train station. And I went to stay with them. I visited them, beautiful place where they live, and it's very, very, very quiet. You know, it's very quiet, right? So we went there first, you know, and then we went in the evening. Went to the festival and Friday evening. Yeah, well, that's when everything starts. You know, it's a 2 day. Saturday and Sunday, actually, Friday evening, then Saturday all day, and then Sunday all day until about 5 o'clock. And that's when the festival finishes. And the festival is a tribute, homage paid to Victor Jara, one of our musicians who are well known in the world, in fact. You know what I mean? There are many, many, many folk musicians. Like Willie Nelson has done, Dylan's done some of his songs. Chris Christopherson did a couple of songs as well. Johnny Mitch. Well, anyway, I could name lots of people that actually this guy influenced, you know, in their music. And yeah, the festival was dedicated to him. Therefore, we get a lot of people from all around the UK, and some come from abroad too, to this festival. This is every 2 years. So you got plenty of time to prepare the repertoire or prepare your visit to McEnlith in Wales. And, Friday evenings, like a few songs, you know, and some speeches about, you know, what's going on in Latin America. And the theme, the main thing is about Victor Jara, this Chilean singer, right, who got assassinated by Pinochet, very good friends with Margaret Thatcher, right, in the National Stadium in Chile in 1973. So, yeah, the main festival is about, it's for him. For him. He was married to a Welsh doctor, John Jara. So, Every time the festival takes place, there is always like a second theme for the festival. It's going to be kind of like heading to. And this time it was Venezuela, because of what's happening in Venezuela right now, being ripped off, you know, by the Yanks. You know, their resources stolen, chaos, you know, it's bad. The theme was Venezuela. And obviously, all the rest of the countries in Latin America that are suffering through the political intervention so far, we never know when it's going to be military, of the United States of America. You know what I mean? These guys are everywhere, right? And they get involved with everybody. But they don't get involved with their own people. So anyway, the festival started Saturday, well, about 10 o'clock in the morning, with workshops about, you know, many things that are happening in Latin America and the world also. It's a competition, a poetry competition, so people can bring their poems, you know, read them out. And it's beautiful. It's great. It's all sorts of things, you know, that you can actually come out with more knowledge about what life is all about. Anyway, I'll tell you more in a few minutes, you know, because I want to play you. This is a song that was played by one of the groups. But this song I'm going to play right now is not by the group that played at the weekend, you know. This is the original band. But they did a cover at the festival of this song that I'm going to play for you right now. It's a great, great tune. It's by a band, the original, a band called Congreso. And they've been going for, wow, long, long, long time, man. And this song is, wow, it's great. I love it. I think it's, well, actually, the whole album, I love the whole album. But this song, I've chosen this because this is the song was featured throughout the festival. Here we go.
Llenos de sol, tus ojitos me descubren con la pureza de tu tiempito. Tus ojitos ahí me descubren con la pureza de tu tiempito.
Kinin kinin
Dario, 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 Dario,
dia no mate. Sigi no yago, padiero, cariero, canitiero, canina mo fila vaque farala kinitini.
So we'll be right back.
La bulería te mueve, su aire a ti te mueve.
Supe caído para ti. Lo que entendí es que morí de amor. Al amanecer volveré a la vida siendo la tierra.
Guerra perdida por el corazón. Este dolor ya no tiene fin. Serás un pueblo de piedra.
Vivir por vos, este camino a dónde irá al atardecer, seré del mar. La mitad del mundo medio muerto, hace tiempo pierde.
En parte del cielo me transformaré. La mitad del mundo medio muerto, hace tiempo pierde el tiempo en odiar en vez de amar.
La mitad del mundo medio muerto, hace tiempo pierde el tiempo.
Pisco Curucuna. Tupuyoy wakuna kasachu. Chinka chunchu, chay ria pi mayu pi mirachu, chulia parita wan, chua Tata in kikan jari wasu.